our ancestors did understand about a little bit about the universe they saw at night, because they don't have any obstacles to observe the sky. They lay in the ground, and when they hunt, they have no tent, they have no roof. Whenever they open their eyes, they see the stars at night. They know they move. They know the whole universe is shifting. But they didn't know that the world is moving. They never say that. But they know the whole thing is moving. They know that there is a stars or some kind of an object that move along with sun. I think they know at least there were three. They know the morning star. The morning star sometimes became an evening star or a different season. And they know the north star. They know that for a long time ago. They know there's one star that doesn't wander off into the sky. And it's just the same, and the rest of the stars go around it. So they know that. And they know the north is also doesn't move. They knew that. But they didn't say much. But they didn't know why is it cold up north. They never explained that. So they have this mystery, the north. So they dream about the north, and they begin to form it as a being. They form it as a human. So they call it Mr. North. All four directions of when it became Mr. South, Mr. East, and Mr. It's more like a he. It's not a she. So they respect all those things. But they didn't have any scientific explanation. I mean, they just didn't have enough words, I guess. Because it's the only words they use is practical words, practical things, which needs to describe, which need to be named. And these are the only kind of language development they have. But the mind knowledge, it's not describable in their language. Not in many words, in very few words. The shamans that I talk about or study the sky, they dream about the stars. And they say every youngster that is aware of the skies at night looks at the stars, and he dreams about the stars. Almost every a young person dreams that he goes to the stars and travels there in his mind. And that's the beginning. But why? Why do a person want to be there from here? Why does the man reach out there? This is what the elders have always said. So they said, what is there? Is that big question. How those things are there? How do they work so precisely? No chaotic situation. There's nothing colliding out there. So they see everything what they saw. Our ancestors understood to be around. The earth seems to be around. The sun is round. It's not square. The star seems to be round, and the whole universe seems to be round. They didn't think it there anything is really that flat, but they never said it. There is a mystery there, but they understand many other things. They are aware of many things. For example, people who live in James Bay and Hudson Bay. People who live in salt, close to the salt water, they understand the water is different than the fresh water. In a simple thing as, if you go out there with the canoe, and you have they mark the water line. And when they go out into the bay, the water seems to lift them up a certain amount of measurement. So they think that salt water, salty water, has something to do with in connection with the moon, they say, whatever that is. I never quite understand what they mean. Now anyway, just by listening to them, listening to these elders that I have, that I saw when I was young, the words they say which I didn't understand at all, and those elders who tried to explain to me about the spiritual part of life,